I thought getting guests on my podcast would be impossible when starting out. 3 months later, I've already secured dream guests, including SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and over 40 plus high performers, including 10 best-selling authors. And today, I'll show you the tactics I've used so you could do the exact same for your podcast. First, I'm going to tell you the best type of person to target to increase your chances of a guest coming onto your show. Then I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to say when contacting that person to increase their chances of saying yes to come onto your podcast. And third, I'm going to teach you some actionable steps that you need to take away from this video so you can secure a big guest today. Who is the best type of person to come on? Who is the best type of person to target to increase the amount of guests that are going to come onto your show fast, even when you're starting out? Well, they're very credible. They are an expert in a lot of different topics. There's an endless supply of them, almost an unlimited supply of them. And there's almost a guaranteed chance of that type of person being an expert in whatever topic that you want to explore for your podcast. And the best part is, most of their email addresses are readily available online on the internet, which you can access for free. Who is this type of person that you should be targeting? It is academics. Academics are an absolute treasure for a podcaster. Why is this the case? Because, like I said, they are an expert in loads of different topics. If you want to do medieval science or World War One or sports supplementation, there's going to be an academic who is spending their entire life studying that field, spending their precious limited hours delving into that topic. And all you need to do is get them on the show and ask some questions about that if you're interested in the topic they're exploring. Their email addresses are always available, like almost guaranteed to be available. If you just search their name and then put email address, it should come up and it'll be their university email address. And the best podcasts, the biggest podcasts, always get academics onto their show. Joe Rogan does it, Huberman does it, Diver CEO does it, Lex Friedman does it, Chris Williamson from Modern Wisdom. They all get academics on their show. And the best part is, academics love coming onto podcasts because they're not these celebrities, they're not these big name, busy people. Of course, they have busy lives and they're spending time researching, but they will completely jump on the opportunity to speak about the thing that they love, the topic that they spend their entire life researching, with you on their show and spread it out to more people. I've done this so many times. I've got so many different academics come onto my show, including World War One and World War Two historian Vyas Louis Levisius, who went on Lex Friedman's podcast last year and got millions of views. I found his email, I contacted him, and he came on the show and it was absolutely awesome. So in the next section, I'm going to tell you the exact steps and things that you need to put into your emails to increase the chances of this type of guest to say yes. Okay, so what do we put in the emails to send to these leading academics to try and increase the chances of them being guests on our podcast, on your podcast? Well, what I do is I try to not make it too long, but I include a few essential, fundamental key things that you should include in your emails too. And these are the things that have got me so much success and allowed me to record with over 40 plus guests and counting and get a like 10 to 20 or even 30% yes ratio from the amount of emails I send. So these tactics do work. I promise you, I absolutely promise you, it's absolute gold dust. First, you would obviously briefly introduce yourself and your show. So who you are, what your show's about, and maybe cater it to the topic they're interested in or the type of people that they want to target. So curious minds or people interested in medieval science or whatever topic you want to explore. Then you need to give them a specific personalized compliment about their work. So you can do this yourself or you can get AI to find a piece of work that they've done that you would find interesting and then ask it to create a specific compliment about that to the academic. This will make them feel important and show that you actually have consumed their work, because it's all good sending emails to these academics, but you need to make out or make sure that you genuinely seem like or have consumed the work or the topic that they've been exploring, because they don't want someone who's not actually interested in the topic and just wants to use them. So give them a specific compliment about their work. And then after that, discuss the key things that you could talk about with them. So you'd include the specificity is key with this. You need to be specific about the things that you want to talk about. So make sure you've done a bit of prep and research into their expertise. You can use AI to help you with that as well. But you need to highlight at least 2 to 3 things that you want to talk about with them on the show. And a lot of the time, they might have other things to talk about. And once you do start recording, you'll talk about completely different things. But it just gives them an idea of what they're potentially going to talk about on the show. It might ease their nerves and increase their chance of saying yes, because hopefully you've done your research and the things you want to talk about with them are things that they've been spending their entire career researching, which means they'd love to talk about it with you. Then after highlighting some specific talking points that you want to discuss with them on your episode, try and include some social proof. This is hard when you're just first starting out, but this is still helpful for the ultra beginners, because in a few weeks' time, if you follow my steps, if you watch my videos, you will get a lot of social proof very fast. So social proof basically just increases your status or perceived status and credibility to the person you're contacting. It makes you seem more professional, more high quality, and will increase their chances of coming onto the show, because if you seem important, they'll want to talk to you, versus if you're just a nobody, the chance of them saying yes or coming on is quite low. But no need to fear, you don't have to win an Oscar to give social proof. It can literally be like an award you've won, even if it's like a local award. Like if you've, I don't know, like for example, I'm a photographer. I won in a wildlife photography competition. I used that as social proof, even though it was nothing to do with the topic the guest and I were going to discuss. Or you could talk about the numbers your show's getting, even if it's like tens of thousands of views in total. Use that as social proof, because that's better than not saying anything. So for example, I often say I've gathered over 3 million views across all social media platforms in the last few months. And then another piece of social proof I would include would be previous guests you've got on your show. Obviously, you can't do this when you're first starting out, but as soon as you get one guest on your show, use that guest as social proof when contacting guests in the future. No one wants to go on a show where there's been 0 guests. So if you have a few guests that have come onto your show, include their names, include what they do. Say they're a leading academic or an award-winning this or a best-selling that. And that will increase your chances of getting guests on your show every single episode and time you contact them after that. So even if, say, one video blew up on social media and got you 99% of the views, or one guest you've had on your show has been incredibly significant and high performing and high status compared to the guests you've got on your show so far, still use that, because all you need is one number, one example that you are who you say you are, a professional podcaster who gets a lot of views, who's getting a growing audience. You can even talk about the percentage increase in your show. So instead of talking about the absolute number, like you've gained 2 subscribers this week, tell them instead that your show is increasing by 200%. If you are starting from 0 subscribers, for example, if your show grows by two subscribers this week, in your email when contacting potential guests, include that your show has increased 200% in recent weeks, because it has. That's a fact. You'll talk about the percentage increase when you have a small audience compared instead of the absolute objective increase, because you just want to cherry pick basically whatever number or stat or guest makes your podcast seem super credible, and use that when contacting potential guests to come onto your show. It will just increase the chances of them being persuaded and saying yes to come onto your show, because you have proof that you are a pro podcaster and the show is growing and therefore worth their time. Then I would end the email with a call to action. This is simply just, would you be open to join the show? Maybe include how long you expect the episode to be. Say that you're flexible, you can work around their busy schedule, and then just say, would you be open to join the show? And then thank you, and then just sign off with your name. And then if they don't respond, I've said this in many other previous videos, a lot of the time they won't respond to the first email, but they will respond to the second email or the third email. So a few days after the initial email, try and send them a follow-up. Make it shorter, cover the key points that we've discussed, and then hope for the best. And then a week after that, if they still haven't responded, which I highly doubt, normally people do respond to the second follow-up, to the second email, give them another follow-up. And if they don't respond to that, then I would probably leave it and focus on some other guests. But follow-up is such a good tactic that you need to be doing if you want to get guests onto your podcast, because a lot of people don't respond to the first email because they're busy or they forget and they answer it in their head, and then they get on with the rest of their lives. If you just remind them, hey, I'm still here, I still want you to come onto my show, I still think you're important, they'll be like, oh yes, I forgot to reply to that, I was going to do that last week, let me reply now, because I genuinely want to come onto the show. So that is a very good tactic, i.e. to increase the chances of a guest saying yes to come on to my show. So now you know who to target to come onto your show, to come onto your podcast. Now you know what to say when you're contacting that person to come onto your show to increase their chances of saying yes. Now, what are some actionable steps you need to take to genuinely get academics and your dream guests onto your podcast? Well, first, you need to choose a topic to explore. So let's use medieval science again as an example. Say that's what you want to cover onto your podcast. You'd then need to find experts who will be able to talk about that with you for your show and appear as guests. How do you find the guests? You go onto AI and you search, find me a list of the top experts in medieval science. And it'll give you a list of names. And most of them in this example, again, will be academics because, like I said, most experts on topics work at universities, so they can spend their time teaching and researching that particular topic that they love. Once you have a list of names AI has given you, then you will either ask AI to find the emails for you, or you'll put their name in the search browser, or like Google, like a normal non-AI search browser, and then put, you know, guest name and then email address or contact. And what should happen is the first, second or third search should have pop up with their email. And what you just do is literally just copy and paste that, go onto like Gmail or Outlook, whack that in, and then draft an email based on the tips I just gave you previously, and then repeat that. And the more you send, the more results you'll get. So don't just try and find one guest on that topic and then expect and then be done with your day and not contact any more guests to come onto your podcast. If you genuinely want to be a pro podcaster and you want to explore a particular topic and you want to get guests to come onto your show, you need to find as many guests who are experts on that topic. You need to find as many people who are experts on that topic who then will potentially become guests. The more emails you send to people, the more yeses you'll get, and therefore the more guests you'll get on your show. If you send one email to one person, there's a very low chance of them saying yes. That's just how it works. But if you send 100 emails, if you send 10 emails, you will have a much higher probability of someone saying yes, and you'll have a guest for your show. And then you can use that guest as social proof when contacting other guests in the future, using their name as an example of high-performing people who have come onto your show. That will increase the chances of that guest saying yes. And you just repeat that. And you'll end up with a whole list of guests who want to come onto your show. And that's exactly what happened to me. And is exactly why I've recorded over 40 plus episodes in the last 3 to 4 months from my bedroom. And I've got a whole list of guests scheduled to come onto the show over the coming weeks and the coming months. So these are the tactics I've used. And as just an analogy to end, you wouldn't go to the gym once, do one bicep curl, and then expect to get results. You'd go every day or every other day to the gym multiple times a week, train and do that one exercise, that one bicep curl, multiple times in that session, multiple times a week, and then you get results. It's the exact same when you're contacting potential people to be guests on your podcast. You need to just send as many out as possible. And the more you send, the more potential yeses you'll get, and therefore the more results you'll get. You will not get results if you just send one email once a month. Good luck doing that. If you want to be a pro podcaster, you need to send hundreds of emails at a time And I will promise you, I guarantee you, you will get guests on your show if you send a lot of emails out. Measure in hundreds. Measure every 100 emails you send. Don't measure the one email. That means nothing. Send as many as possible and you'll get your dream guests in no time. If you want email templates that I use, that I whack into AI, that creates me hundreds of personalized emails to send to guests to get them onto my show that I use to this day, and you want a step-by-step video blueprint showing you every single step you need to take and every single process that I use to get you from a podcaster, a dreamer, not even a podcaster, a person who wants to be a podcaster or a beginner podcaster to a pro podcaster in half the time it took me. Top link in the description for that. And I'll hopefully see you there on one of the weekly live calls and see you join the community and become a pro podcaster with me today. Goodbye.